Okay, here we go. Parshas Bo with the Boston Rebbe Zatzal Zuchus Yogalin the Shar Levi learns with the Nishas Racha Parabas of Moshe. And the Rebbe wants to understand the conversation between Har and Moshe about who's going out to the Midbar to serve their Bona Sham. And Moshe says, Barena Bazanir and Eleich, that the Paro said Paro back, Vayikar Paro Moshe, Vayomer Luchu of this Hashem, Rak Sonchem of Bekarchem, Yotzi, Gam Tabchem Yelchemechem, take your kids, and take the older ones, no problem. Just do me a favor. Leave your sheep, leave your possessions, leave your animals here. What is the deeper idea for us that Paro said, you know, leave the sheep here? You can even take the children with you. What's going on over here? Says the Boston Rebbe, quoting the Arizal in the Kutei Torah, Parja Shemos, that Paro and the Egyptian model and that outlook of perspective of life only views spirituality is spirituality. You want to be able to daven and serve God, and by learning and by davening, no problem. But you to take a sheep and to be able to sanctify it, you can't have that. The Yitzhara, says the Arizal, seduces us and tricks us and says you can only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in spirituality. When it comes to eating or drinking or anything physical, you can't have that to be kadosh. What's there? Nothing's there. But and so the chuv does Hashem go to Paro says go serve Hashem, but Torah retzvila. Ach soinchem v'karchem yotzei. But leave your animals here. You can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the gashmis. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? They omer Moshe, gam ata titen b'yadenu zvachem v'olos. Not only are we going to take our cattle, we're going to take your cattle. You're going to give us cattle too. Gam magnenu yelachimanu. What does that mean? What does he say? We're going to take your cattle too. Perish. Af anil magashmi madom l'maisa beim kamayim. Even the things that look physical, we're going to make spiritual. A person can sanctify and purify themselves, davka in the physical. To be able to make sure to take the physical and to make it ruchni. You want to understand the deeper idea that Moshe Rabbeinu says the Boston Rebbe Apila Arizal. What was he telling Paro? The deeper conversation between Paro and Moshe. Paro saying you can only serve God when ruchni is in spirituality. You can't serve God through physical things. Moshe is saying no. At the end of the day, a Jew can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in and out of the Beis Midrash. We're expected to serve the Bona Sham in and out of the Beis Midrash, whether that means be kind and caring, whether that means we're kaddish when we eat. We don't have to take every little that one piece of chicken, like the piece that the Rebbe used to say. A person needs to have, you have to take care of yourself. It's a mitzvah, you have to take care of yourself. But sometimes you have to take that piece of pizza or that piece of chicken. He said, you know what? Take your second choice, says the Rebbe. Take your second choice. And that's being mekaddish. Obviously, bray nefashos, obviously, bracha achrayinu. To be able to find the Kedusha. And this is a Simen Shulchan Aruch. Simen Reish Lamed Aleph. Where the Shulchan Aruch tells us how do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24-7. Whether our Chia and Shtia and our Halicha and Yeshiva. Even the most physical things. Yodhe, Yodhe, Yodhe. Shvizoch HaBez Hashem. To find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To find the spiritual in every physical thing we do. Mat Shoivim. To be Kaddish Jews. To be holy Jews. To find the Kedusha and anything and everything in our lives. As Hashem Yisbach Shkoyach.